You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora and welcome to the Green Desk. It's winter, which means that tree planting season is upon us. Trees are pretty important. They give off oxygen, so we kind of need them to breathe. They're also one of our best bets at mitigating climate change, and our wildlife depends on them for shelter and food. This week, I caught up with Robin Hoare. She's the CEO of Trees That Count, a native tree planting initiative that works through a gifting and planting system to plant thousands of native trees all around the motu. Robin and I spoke about how Trees That Count got off the ground, what it's doing to mitigate climate change, and how it's working to help New Zealand biodiversity. Here we are now. Could you begin by explaining to me what exactly Trees That Count is and how did it begin?
Yes, definitely. So Trees That Count, we're the main program of the Project Crimson Trust. So the Project Crimson Trust is a charity that's been around environmental restoration across Aotearoa for about 30 years. We started around 1990, and Project Crimson's original purpose was to protect and restore Pohutukawa and Rata. So it's hard to believe now, but back in the early 90s, they were very close to extinction, especially up in the top of the north of the North Island, where pests and things were eradicating them. So Project Crimson came along and put lots of effort and work into restoring and saving those trees. And then towards probably about the mid or 2015-ish, we thought that our work was largely done because the trees were all safe and well. But we could see this wider kind of climate change, climate crisis beginning, and, you know, impacts to New Zealand's native biodiversity were being discussed a whole lot more. So we started Trees That Count, and Trees That Count is all about getting millions more native trees planted across the country, and that is to fight climate change and restore our native biodiversity and grow healthier communities and, you know, improve our health and well-being and things like that. So Trees That Count then sprang out of seeing, you know, a new need to improve communities across New Zealand with native tree planting.
From what I gather, the way it works is individuals or businesses can go online and essentially purchase or gift a tree. Can you explain that process a little bit, what that looks like from someone gifting a tree online to it then being planted out in the wild?
Definitely, it's really simple. So absolutely, people can choose to gift a tree to a loved one or someone special. They go online, they choose a gift certificate, which is then sent to the recipient. So the recipient finds out that a tree is going to be planted on their behalf. Often they can choose a region where they'd like to see it planted. And then we take all those donations that we receive and we give them to deserving planting groups across the country. And those planting groups have applied to get support, financial support from us. And so we then pass that financial support on from the generous donations we receive. Those planters plant all those trees, and then the recipient of the gift in the first place, they get, you know, notifications that tell them where their tree's been planted and to what project it is and what that project's all about, what they're trying to achieve. So we kind of close that loop so the gift recipient can learn all about where their tree's planted and all the good work that's being done in that place.
Do you find that gifting goes up around the Christmas period?
Absolutely, yes. Gifting is very popular over Christmas time and other special occasions like Mother's Day and Father's Day. Matariki this year was really popular because people are understanding about how planting is very relevant to Matariki. So there's lots of those times of the year when gifting is definitely top of mind, and we'd love to see that continue and happen more and more as people realise that giving native trees is a really lovely thing to do, something that lasts for generations.
And these groups that are planting the trees, so they come to you and apply to have the trees given. What does local support look like for those people on the ground?
We support lots of different types of planting groups. So there could be community groups like councils and foundations that have come together to restore a piece of land in their community. There's schools, there's iwi and farms and private landowners. So there's all different types of planting groups. Support for them, apart from the financial support that's provided, can be things like getting volunteering help for planting. So that's a very big one, and we're seeing more and more planting events happen each year. We ourselves were involved in about 25 planting events this year across the country, where lots of volunteers turn up and plant trees together. So that's a really big one. But there's also other, I guess you could call them more boring jobs that you know, people love getting support for, things like weeding and pest control and just going out and monitoring the trees. So checking how well they're doing and measuring them, because all of that monitoring and measurement data we can use to determine impact. So there's lots of boring jobs as well as the exciting planting one that usually gets a lot of people along to help.
And why do you think people are so drawn to planting trees, aside from the biodiversity and climate change effects, which we'll talk about soon? Is there anything that you think draws people to having their hands in the soil?
I think people just like to feel like they're giving back. I was at a planting event recently up in Wenderholm, north of Auckland, and speaking to a group there, and they literally talked about a volunteer group, and they literally said, we want to give back to the earth because, you know, we take a lot to the earth. So it's that connection to earth, to feeling like they're giving back, restoring it for future generations, you know, our children and our children's children. So I think that we're seeing huge momentum in that space and a lot more awareness than before as to how we need to look after this precious planet of ours. And so I definitely see that. And then, you know, we hear a lot these days as well about how being out in nature and amongst native trees and things is really good for our mental health and our well-being. So we see like a lot of joy and you know, people just having a really nice time when they're out there, as you say, getting their hands dirty and putting trees in the ground. Definitely, you know, it's a really nice experience that I encourage everyone to give it a go.
Let's talk about those future generations and move now a bit more to the science side. What does planting native trees do to help mitigate climate change?
The main thing is that native trees are really good at sequestering carbon. So they release carbon into the atmosphere. Recently, research has been done that shows native trees are better at sequestering carbon and faster growing than we previously thought. So there's a lot more science now that actually advocates for the planting of native trees to sequester that carbon. We have a carbon calculator on our website that actually tells you, if you plant so many trees, just how many emissions you can mitigate from your own everyday activities like travel or, you know, your electricity and things like that. So sequestering carbon is the biggest thing that it does to help mitigate against climate change.
In terms of planting native trees as well, why are they so important for New Zealand biodiversity and our ecosystems here?
So native trees are kind of the, you know, they bring together everything. So you plant native trees, it helps to create a habitat for our native species, for birds, for invertebrates, helps provide food sources. And then you create that habitat, and then those birds and those invertebrates help trees spread their seed. And so then we have more regeneration, so more trees growing. So those trees growing that habitat, then it improves our soil quality, it improves air quality, there's improvement to water quality. It's really important, so fresh water, and just it just creates that living environment, really good for people to go into for recreational activities, you know, for mental health and well-being. But yeah, native trees are like the beginning of everything, and if we get more of those planted, and it, you know, creates a better habitat and better soil and better water and everything, it's just better for everyone all around.
And I imagine your job is pretty rewarding, Robin. I mean, you just shared that story about the planting group up near Auckland. Are there any other stories from your work that you'd like to share with me or that you're most excited by?
Yeah, it is very rewarding. I couldn't stress that enough. I guess for me, one of the best bits is, you know, visiting some of these amazing planting projects that we're supporting and enabling, and just, you know, you see the hard mahi that goes into everyday work that's, you know, often done by volunteers and just really passionate people, and you see all the hard work they might do clearing a site, you know, removing weeds and setting it up for planting. And then you go back in a couple of years and you see these precious plants, and they've grown so well, and, you know, the space is like transformed. And I guess it is extremely rewarding. But the other thing is we're just helping support and enable so many groups, you know, their visions of what they want to see, you know, the restoration. We're just helping their vision come true. And I feel very privileged to be able to be part of that. We just see so many amazing people out there across the country. They might be, you know, small community projects planting 500 trees a year, or we see the large iwi-led projects planting, you know, tens of thousands of trees a year. And it's just so heartening to see, you know, so many Kiwis involved taking such strong action to, you know, improve their local communities. So incredibly rewarding. Love to just see it grow and grow over time. Just this momentum that we've got underway at the moment.
Yeah, and that, I guess, is probably your hope for the future of Trees That Count. Is there any direction that you're thinking of taking the initiative, or is it humming along pretty well as it is now?
Oh, it's growing great, but we've only just got started. There's a long way to go. You know, New Zealand has very ambitious targets for native tree planting, and it will take all of us to make it happen. So our aim is to see native tree planting accessible for all New Zealanders, and everyone can have a part in that, whether it's that gifting process that we talked about, or donating, or getting out on the ground and volunteering within your local community. We want native trees to be in New Zealanders' thoughts and actions all of the time, you know, to realise how important it is that we give back to restore and protect our planet. And then our hope is just to get many more trees in the ground. So I think I said we've funded over 1.25 million trees in the ground since we started this program in 2016. And we've got a long way to go. Many more native trees in the ground would be fantastic. So branching out into larger scale projects as we get going is definitely where we want to go.
And if listeners are out there and they've got, you know, a friend's birthday coming up, it's a bit far out for Christmas, but some kind of event that needs
midwinter giving, Christmas,
or they just want to get involved, maybe tree planting in the area, where can they go to do that?
Treesthatcount.co.nz, that's our website. That's got everything they need to know about gifting and donating. So just jump on there. And the gifting process is very simple and very easy. We've got a list of events that we're supporting this year on our website. You can click through to our events page on our Facebook site, Trees That Count Facebook. It's got all of the events we're supporting, so people can get out and come along and plant with us or alongside us. And then, you know, always check out your local community pages as well, because often planting events are talked about all of the time there, especially right now when we're right in the middle of planting season. Between now and kind of springtime, it's when planting is at its peak. So it's a good time to be out there planting and gifting. You can do that any time of the year.
That was Robin Hoare, CEO of Trees That Count, chatting to me about their initiative and what tree planting does to help our planet. That's it for this week's episode of The Green Desk. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.